Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Before we get back to the latest developments on the presidential campaign trail here on Tuesday, a big day on Wall Street. Stocks skyrocketing there this afternoon, with the Dow Jones Industrials up nearly 900 points at the closing bell. In addition, there could be some good news at the corner of Wall and Broad again on Wednesday, because the Federal Reserve is expected to once again cut interest rates. At the end of today's trading, the Dow is up 889 points to close at 9065, the NASDAQ gaining 144 points to close at 1649, the S&P 500 rallying 92 points to close at 941. Crude oil down 49 cents to close at $62.73 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Bill Rogers is a financial analyst we quote a lot on this program. He says today's rally is the result of basically one thing: bargain hunting.
All of a sudden, stocks started to hold and they were grinding higher. What this implies is investors were jumping in, figuring that perhaps all the bad news is behind us and that from here on out, things might get a little bit better.
Elsewhere on the business front, consumer confidence falling to an all-time low. That's the conclusion of the latest Consumer Confidence Index, which shows the rating fell dramatically in October. After posting a 61 reading in September, the index fell to 38 in October. Lynn Franco is director of the Conference Board Consumer Research Center and attributes the drop to the impact of the financial crisis over the past several weeks, which she says has, quote, clearly taken a toll on consumers' confidence. The 23-point decline in the index is the third largest in the history of the series and the lowest reading again on record. Back to the presidential campaign trail, and John McCain once again hammering away on Barack Obama and what McCain believes is Obama's desire to redistribute income in this country, an issue and a controversy that started with Obama's discussion with Joe the Plumber in northwestern Ohio a couple of weeks ago and was reactivated again just a day ago when tapes of an Obama interview airing on Chicago Public Radio back in 2001 showed the senator, at that time a state senator, lamenting that the Supreme Court in the 1960s during the civil rights era did not venture into the arena of redistributing the wealth in this country. McCain, who won the endorsement of Joe the Plumber here on Tuesday, once again going after Obama for saying it was a tragedy of the civil rights era that income redistribution wasn't part of the changes made.
He said that, quote, one of the tragedies of the civil rights movement is that it didn't bring about a redistribution of wealth in our society.
McCain says if that doesn't scare you, how about the idea of Obama in the White House with large Democratic majorities on both sides of Congress, led by Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi?
This is a dangerous threesome. They believe that $1 trillion of rescue financing is not enough and have already proposed another $300 billion spending spree they're calling a stimulus plan.
Barack Obama was campaigning in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Virginia on Tuesday, with just 7 days remaining until the 2008 presidential election. Obama, while speaking in Virginia, says McCain's contention that he has not been in lockstep with President Bush over the past 8 years on the economy is simply wrong. Obama says McCain was right there supporting virtually all of Bush's policies.
He supported 4 of the 5 of the Bush budgets that have taken us from surplus under the Clinton years to the largest deficit in history. John McCain's ridden shotgun as George Bush has driven our economy towards a cliff, and now he wants to take the wheel and step on the gas.
Obama says John McCain is trying to contend that if America elects Obama president, we are taking a huge gamble. He says the bigger gamble is 4 more years of Bush administration policies.
Senator McCain says we can't spend the next 4 years waiting for our luck to change. But you understand that the biggest gamble we can take is to embrace the same old Bush-McCain policies that have failed us for the last 8 years. I'm bored to take that risk.
But John McCain is having none of that. He says both he and Senator Obama have had major differences with President Bush in terms of economic policy. He says the big difference for the American voter to pay attention to is how the two of them would differ going forward.
We both disagree with President Bush on economic policy. The difference is he thinks taxes have been too low, and I think that spending has been too high.
Sarah Palin, the Republican vice presidential nominee, on the stump today as well. She says if Obama gets his economic plan installed, American work ethic will erode.
If big government spenders control the House and the Senate and, heaven forbid, the White House, then would put America on a path that erodes the strong work ethic that made this country so great.
Meanwhile, John McCain calling on fellow Republican Senator Ted Stevens to resign. Stevens, of course, convicted yesterday in his federal corruption trial. He plans to appeal the conviction and vows to continue campaigning for re-election in his home state. In a statement, McCain said, quote, "It is clear that Senator Stevens has broken his trust with the people and should now step down." He called on all senators to work together to redouble their efforts to end this kind of corruption once and for all. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with Steve Malanga of the Manhattan Institute, who says Barack Obama would like to bring back the war on poverty despite its obvious failure. We'll also talk with the Culture and Media Institute about how the press is covering the Barack Obama-Bill Ayers relationship. But when we come back, the latest polling numbers from Zogby International. Stay with us.